כותב בעל הסולם באיגרת.
The Sulam writes in his letter, there's nothing small or great that cannot be attained by the force power of prayer. And the matter of exertion that we are obligated by is only to reveal the smallness of our strength and our lowliness, since we are worthy of nothing of our own with our own strength. Since then, we are qualified to pour a complete prayer before the Creator, before Him, blessed be He. Meaning, our work,
they're expecting the same thing.
Excerpt number 2 from the articles of Rabash. What is the Creator does not tolerate the proud in the work. Before we achieve the recognition of evil, we have no need to ask the Creator to help us, because we think that we ourselves have knowledge and understanding, and that we understand and we have the power to do. We are unafraid of any force that can stop our spirit and purpose in life. And if we understand with our intellect that the Creator is important, we promptly do what befits intelligent people. And in the end, we see that when some small passion comes along, we surrender before it, especially when the work of dedicating ourselves to the benefit of the Creator comes along, and the body does not see what it will gain by this. A person immediately sees what weak heart he has, and he immediately wants to escape the campaign. Therefore, when he sees his own lowliness, this gives him the need for heaven's mercy, to be helped, one, not to escape the campaign and have the ability to at least pray to the Creator, and two, that the Creator will truly help him emerge from the control of the body.
Number 3.
Excerpt number 3 from Shamati 5, Lishma is an awakening from above, and why do we need an awakening from below? One must do every possible thing in the world to attain for the sake of the Creator. Then one can pray from the bottom of the heart, and then the Creator hears his prayer. However, one must know when exerting to attain the Lishma, to take upon himself to want to work entirely to bestow completely, meaning only to bestow and not to receive anything. Only then does one begin to see that the organs do not agree to this view. From this, one can come to clear awareness that he has no other choice but to pour out his heart to the Creator to help him, so the body will agree to enslave itself to the Creator unconditionally, as he sees that he cannot persuade his body to annul itself completely. It turns out that precisely when one sees that there is no hope that his body will agree to work for the Creator by itself, one's prayer can be from the bottom of the heart, and then his prayer is accepted. From Rabash, what is Torah? What is the statute of the Torah in the work? Excerpt number 4. But he wants to do everything for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake. Here, the body resists with all its might, since it argues, "Why do you want to put me and my domain to death? You come to me with having to work only for the sake of the Creator and not for one's own sake. which is truly annulment of the will to receive from everything. You tell me that our sages said the Torah exists only in one who puts himself to death over it, meaning to put to death all the domain of self-benefit and care only for the benefit of the Creator. And before this, a person is unable to be rewarded with the Torah. Yet a person sees that it is unrealistic that he will have the strength to go against nature. At that time, one has no choice but to turn to the Creator and say, "Now I have come to a state where I see that unless you help me, I am lost, and I will never have the strength to overcome the will to receive, as this is my nature. Rather, only the Creator can give another nature."
As in
קטע מספר 5,
exit number 5, from בעל הסולם שמעתי 19, "What is the Creator hates the bodies in the work?" Exit number 5. One should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in the work come to him from above. One is given the force to discover the will to receive from above, because there is room to work precisely when the will to receive awakens. Then one has close contact with the Creator to help him turn the will to receive to work in order to bestow. One must believe that from this extends contentment to the Creator, from his praying to him to draw him near in the manner of dvekut, adhesion, called equivalence of form, discerned as the annulment of the will to receive, so that it is in order to bestow. The Creator says about this, "My sons defeated me." That is, I gave you the will to receive, and you ask me to give you a will to bestow instead. Again, exit.
Excerpt number 6 from Meshivat Nefesh, item 40. "Man's inclination overcomes him each day, and were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not overcome it. Rather, man must only commit to strengthening himself each time anew, and not retreat from this war or cause oneself despair under any circumstances. Certainly, in this war, it is impossible to evidently see who is the winner, since the war is still long, the exile is intensifying, and each one experiences what he experiences. Yet, as long as we are holding our weapons in our hands, and our main weapon is the prayer, and as long as we do not cause ourselves despair from this war and keep gripping to our weapons, we are winning for sure. Since as long as one strengthens oneself in prayer and outcry to the Creator, he is winning the war, as this is essentially the victory."
Next, exit number 7 from Rabash, "What is eating their fruits in this world and keeping the principle for the next world in the work? Only those who say that they want to escape the work but have nowhere else to go, since nothing satisfies them, those people do not walk away from the work. Although they have ups and downs, they do not give up. This is as is it written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work. And they cried, and their cry went up to God from the work. In other words, they cried out from the work because they were not advancing in the work of the Creator, so that they will be able to work in order to bestow contentment upon their Maker. At that time, they were rewarded with the Exodus from Egypt, called in the work, emerging from the control of the will to receive and entering the work of bestowal. You reading from Bala Sulam, letter 57, excerpt number 8. There is no happier state in man's world than when he finds himself despaired with his own strength. That is, he has already labored and done all that he could possibly imagine he could do, but found no remedy. It is then that he is fit for wholehearted prayer for his help, because he knows for certain that his own work will not help him. As long as he feels some force of work of his own, his prayer is incomplete, because the evil inclination pushes itself first and tells him that he must first do whatever is in his power, and first you must do what you can, and then you will be worthy of the Creator. It was said about this, the Lord is high and the low will see. Once a person has labored in all kinds of work and has become disillusioned, he comes into real loneliness, knowing that he is the lowest of all people, for there is nothing good in the structure of his body. Then his prayer is complete and he is granted by his generous hand.